right. I call this meeting to order at 7:06. We have quorum. Attendance question for this evening. Favorite thing that you did over break? And I'll hand it over to Administrative Director Harbeck.
Senator Barron?
We played a concert in Chatfield, Minnesota, and the entire town.
Senator Ascock?
I've been back up with that. We've been houses. I lived in the habitat there. That was fun.
Senator O'Neill?
I watched a good bit of Chops Jr.
Senator Lamberty?
I'm hanging out with my mothers.
Senator Laro?
Finished my study abroad application.
Senator Fassandola?
I have a birthday, so that was nice.
Speaker Haberman?
Went to Door County, Wisconsin, and kind of explored Whitefish Dunes.
I was thinking you were going to say, like, antiquing.
I have antiquing money.
Senator O'Connell?
It was super nice to see my family.
Senator Mullenbach?
I went to Jamaica with my family.
Senator Hanan? Hannon? Senator Shaw?
Back up in Utah and sleeping under the stars.
Senator Pemberton?
I went to a haunted house.
Senator Antes? Senator Edholm?
Not here.
Senator Clark?
I had dinner with my grandma.
Chair Anderson?
I got to go on a habitat trip with Shaboy Shikowski.
Chair Taven?
I got to swim in the ocean with a dolphin. Like, I didn't know it was there. People thought it was a shark, but it was a dolphin. So it was just, like, scary but exhilarating once you got out and realized it was a dolphin. So it was super cool.
Director Schwartz?
Gambling on the... March Madness games in Vegas. That was pretty awesome.
President-elect from Gabarano.
Dude, you trash.
I went to Habitat Trip in North Carolina. Awesome.
Director Choney.
Went back to my high school.
Chair Hennekamp.
Finished the first draft of my history thesis. So almost done.
Parliamentarian set.
I only showered once. I'll break.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
I hope that was today.
No, it was yesterday. Oh, not today. Which day wasn't break?
Co-president-elect Svensson. Co-president Tchaikovsky.
I went on a habitat trip, and got to see the ocean with Shiguro Cherry Anderson.
Co-President Singh?
I helped my parents celebrate 25 years of marriage.
Advisor Van Hecke?
I built a little temporary electric fence so that I could entice my horses to come and eat the hay that they've been pushing outside of the normal fence lines all winter long. And then I tried to think of creative ways to make them eat the hay on the outside of the fence once they could go over there.
Awesome. Administrative Director Harbeck.
I got to go to my grandparents' farm.
Nice. And with that, like I said, we have quorum. First order.
Ombudsperson. Ah, I haven't written you down, sorry. Ombudsperson out of easy.
I went to Texas and I saw Blink-182 and I got my girlfriend to crowd serve, so.
All right, like I said, quorum, we have it. Next order of business is minutes from March 20th. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes from March 20th? Discrepancies, seeing none. Next order of business, we have community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Hi.
Yes, I'm Andrew Zio. I come here because I'm really concerned about what's happened a couple of weeks ago now. Since the last meeting that we had here, and I'm concerned about in particular the conduct of Mr. Henkamp, because he went on Fox 9 News again. He was interviewed by them, and he said that there was no context given, that the DLC did not give context to the posters. And I mean, we can have our personal viewpoints, you know, on these kinds of things, but there are objective facts, and those do need to be respected. And what he said with that was simply not true, because there were A-frames next to the posters that gave context. I mean, this is no fly-by-night experiment. It was something that was approved by internal review boards and by the state administration. And there was context given. That's a factual thing. So I'm extremely concerned. That was something, I don't know if it was intentional or not. What Mr. Hennekamp said as far as, you know, that not being true and not being in agreement with the statement that was released by DLC the previous night that said that there were these A-frames giving context to the posters. But either way, I think it did tremendous damage to the reputation of Gustavus as an institution, to the DLC and its umbrella organization, the Senate. And I think, you know, you've got people across Minnesota, major news outlets publishing the statement, even national news outlets. And people, you know, tune into KFAN, and people are just lambasting the Gustavus based largely. I mean, this is a conversation, again, there's lots of different viewpoints people can have, I respect that. But when you introduce, you know, alternative facts that just aren't true in this discussion, then we need poison and does the same thing here on campus. And so I really am very concerned about that. And I filed a complaint with the ethics committee on this person. And they're looking at that. I think it's just extremely concerning to me when a statement is made, you know, publicly that's just not true by a senator. I think when you are a senator, you take on, you know, when you run for senator, you apply for the appointment, you get accepted. I think that you take on, you know, more responsibility. And I think you have a certain responsibility to make sure that what you're saying is, you know, actually accurate. And if you don't know, then you should say, you know, I don't exactly know what's going on with that. And so I think if there's nothing, not even like some sort of, hand slap kind of thing done, that's, you know, totally symbolic at the very least about this, I think it sets a really bad precedent that members of the Senate can just say things that aren't true and mislead the student body and the general public and get off scot-free. So I would absolutely say that there needs to be something done about that. Again, I've been talking to Henry, and I hope that something can be done about it. I'm with you, so that'd be easy. I think that's the most of what I have to say.
All right, thank you. I have two questions, just since you're here. One, is there some form of the Constitution or the bylaw that you feel has been infringed upon by Controller Hennekamp's actions that could be looked at, what kind of action are you looking to be taken?
Well, I mean, I've been working with the Ombuds person on this, and they had a meeting. I submitted my complaint just, I think, like a day or two after the incident occurred, and the conclusion that the Ethics Committee came to is that there were no bylaws that were explicitly broken by this. But I've, again, asked the Ethics Committee, hey, maybe we should be looking at constitutional reform to make sure that if something, you know, if you have a member of the Senate, even if it's not exactly germane to their position, that if they mislead the student body or the general public about something, that there's some sort of action that's needed. So that there's some, you know, responsibility about, you know, people are being held responsible for what they say because they take on this position of being leaders, you know, from the student body. And I think, again, this is another great way to be more transparent as an institution. So I hear, you know, a lot of people are concerned, say we should be more transparent, we should, you know, all this stuff. I think this is a great way to make sure that people are being held accountable and that things are transparent.
All right, thank you. And then, so with that, I now understand we've got four different members of the ethics committee in the room, and there has been a ruling, so ombudsperson, out of ECD, you just want to go over that?
Yeah. So then, as we discussed at our meeting Friday before break, since there was no, like, so since we believe that Sean Hinnenkamp, or Controller Hinnenkamp wasn't speaking on behalf of Senate, and that he didn't break any Senate, like, bylaws or constitution, like, that there was, like, not much that we could do in that realm. We also were, like, discussing with the constitution at the beginning, like, upholding, like, the Gustavus Pillars and whatnot, and seeing, like, maybe, like, did it break, like, the spirit of that. But then we also talked about how, like, if we were to interpret it that wide, how would this reflect, like, all of, like, the Senate, like, body? Like, would this be used for senators who break, like, college policy? Would this be used of, like, people who are, like, in organizations that have broken college policy? So that's kind of, like, the conclusion we came up from there. So.
And, is there anybody else from the community who wishes to comment?
I have a question. So I'm not sure if we have, like, any bylaws, like, regarding like conduct that's expressed on social media inappropriately. Things that I can testify to that like, on one of the posts that came out after the incident. Senator referred to Andrew as that individual, and things that Andrew replied as, well, you know, you can call me by my name now. And then Hannah replied and said that with, like, a person like you should not even, like, be addressed like that. And, you know, that's his friend. I just find that insulting. There should be, like, barriers.
I'm going to ask you the same questions then. Is there anything specifically that you feel Controller Hinnenkamp's actions broke a bylaw or a constitution? And if so, what do you expect to come out of that?
I understand that on social media, people tend to see it as a safe space, so they can just kind of, like, hide behind the screen, without actually thoughtful actions. But, you know, there's a conscious process there. You can just, like, say that, hey, like, you don't even deserve to be called your real name. I just find that insulting, and that's, like, you cut somebody off from, like, their flow of free speech.
I'd just like to say a little bit about that, obviously, too. I mean, that was part of my original somebody who's on the student side. And again, you know, somebody who's a leader of the student body, I think that you do have a little bit more responsibility. What you say with, you know, you're supposed to be representing the student body, I think you have a little bit more responsibility. Again, we all have different viewpoints, but to, you know, respect people and respect the viewpoints. And so I just didn't think that was good coming from somebody else. But again, if it had just been that, I really have to say I don't think I would have lodge such a complaint. Because personally, I mean, I'm a tough person, you know, obviously, you know, people were really fired up in, you know, a couple days after that. So people, you know, were really quite emotional about that. It's a very emotional topic, you know, I understand. But, you know, I think it's really concerning. It seems to me like a crisis of legitimacy when you have so many people, I mean, you know, and just really it shaking the institution. Alumni and, you know, parents and students here, just an uproar from everybody, you know, and to have false information like this put in, I don't think that, and again, I've asked, I'm aware that's what parents may do, but I think that maybe then there does need to be something. Maybe we haven't had this kind of thing before, you know, maybe there should be some, you know, changes made so that we are making sure that people can count on what people of the Senate, you know, people on the Senate say. They can count on the Senate makes a statement that it's going to be factual and it's going to
spirit of transparency and kind of what Senate's been going through this last couple weeks, I'm going to ask you, is there anything that you feel that either myself or the Senate can do moving forward, since ethics has already ruled on your complaint? Is there something that you are looking forward to the Senate doing, or something that you would like to ask the Senate while you have
the floor? I've been in continued contact with the Ombudsman into looking, I mean, based on the rules we have now, but I think that maybe there is some rules, maybe it's not explicitly in the Senate Constitution right now, but I think it is certainly appropriate to say that if you have, you know, senators who are misleading, you know, the student body or alumni, I mean, you know, this is a really big deal. I mean, we're reprimanding people for things, I think, that shook the legitimacy of the Senate far, far less than this. I mean, this really did a tremendous amount of damage to the image of Gustavus Adolphus College and to the DLC and to the Senate. And a big part of it was that there were untrue things that were said. And so I think it is absolutely appropriate to look and say, how can we make sure that something is done in the future? Again, if it's, you know, maybe it's not something that can be applied retroactively, but we can at least put in that safeguard and make sure that things are going to be done so that if somebody says something that's not true, there can at least be, yeah, some sort of symbolic, you know, essentially something, so that we're protecting the patients. That's why I think this would be a good way to go. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you to both for coming in. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment? Comment, community comment, seeing none. Move forward to, let's see what we have next. The nomination of the ombudsperson for next year. Do we have any nominations for the ombudsperson for next year? Senator Clark?
I nominate Andrew on the BC.
I'm actually going to have to decline through like obligations like set forth like next year.
Speaker Oberman.
I'm going to nominate myself, if that's all right. If I can do that. All right, yeah.
Second goes to Senator Lamberty.
Talk about myself. All right, so during the time Joe went away, I kind of took on the role of person, so I kind of have some background knowledge in it. I've been on the ethics committee, and I've studied the bylaws and constitutions closely. Right now, we're working on changing the election laws, so I have background in that. And yeah, I've been on the Senate for a few years. There you go.
Is there any questions for Speaker Oberman? Questions?
I don't have a question for you, but I have just a general question. Can we just nominate anyone who we think?
Yes.
But you would want to be certain that they would accept the nomination if they're not here.
We can try.
You can nominate whoever.
Thank you.
Are you wishing to nominate someone?
Yeah. Can I?
Go, yeah, right ahead.
Can I nominate Senator O'Neill?
Senator O'Neill, do you accept that nomination?
All
right.
Is there a second?
Second. Second for Barron. All right. Would you like to talk about yourself, or would you like to talk about him?
I can do it.
Go right ahead.
I think he'd be a very good candidate for this position. He was part of ethics committee. He's just a nice person. I think he'd do a good job. You can talk about yourself.
Kind of the same type of deal as Emmett. I mean, I think we have similar qualifications. He's been on Senate a year longer than I have. But with that, I'm a year younger, and so I guess more longer-term view with some of the changes that are being made. And we have similar experience being on Ethics Committee this year, going through everything with the election, and yeah.
Is there any questions for the nominee? Anderson.
Maybe this is not appropriate, but can either of you identify a time in Ethics Committee that you disagreed and explain each position you took?
That us two personally disagree?
Yeah.
With
oh,
each
with each other
or
just
the
general
committee?
Yeah. Oh, I meant like with each other, so like they have different opinions on a thing.
I can't really think. Can you think of it?
Not particularly.
What about the committee in general, then?
Okay.
With the committee in general? There was some disagreement that we had with the election and how it went, how it was run. One time in particular that I can think of is pertaining to who was going to moderate the co-presidential debate. But I think we both handled it with the utmost maturity, and it went pretty well. I mean, we settled with a nice compromise.
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of along the same lines. We were never really in direct disagreement there. Kind of an argument that we needed to facilitate, and then we came to a good conclusion that I think everyone was happy with.
All right. Parliamentarian self?
Yeah, for sure. So since this position is going to be for next year, I'm going to ask you both, what's one thing that you think that the Ethics Committee could do in particular that's just going to better the student senate experience here at Stanford?
Sure. I think being more vocal about the whole election process, the past 2 years in particular, I've seen the ombuds people not do the best job that they could be doing. There was always people not tabling, and it's just been kind of run poorly. So I think my main objective is have a nice, smooth election process.
You know, along those same lines, a lot of the problems with this current election came from ambiguities in the Constitution and kind of how it's very outdated in a number of aspects. So just going through the election procedures and then the rest of the Constitution, I know there are some different things like the vote count that the committee needs to talk about and resolve, and then put it in clear writing in the Constitution so that there's pretty clear and distinct procedures with level of error.
Any other questions for the nominees? Questions? Seeing none, I'm going to ask you both to step up. Just to preface on how this is going to work, we're going to take any comments and then we're going to vote roll call style either or. Correct?
Yeah.
We're going to start with comments and discussion first. So, Senator Asghar.
The reason why I nominated Senator O'Neill was like, we were talking about Senate before because we were claiming together, and he was really interested in this position, and he really wants to be part of Senate, and he really wants to be do stuff next year. And as I've already mentioned, he was part of the Ethics Committee, so he has a lot of good experience. And then, like the Ethics Committee had to go through a lot this year. So I think he's kind of experienced. So, and just generally, he's a very nice person, so I think Senate should. All the people vote for.
Alright, Senator Clark.
I think both these candidates are really well qualified. I've served with both of them on the Ethics Committee. I would just like to say, though, that Senator O'Neill specifically has been very mature and impartial throughout his rulings. And I've disagreed with both of them on the Ethics Committee, and both of them have handled it very well. I've been impressed by that, and I honestly don't know who I'm going to vote for. But I think, context-wise, like, they are both both know they're doing. They're both pretty good competitors.
Senator Edel.
I think that it says something that Senator Oscar nominated Senator O'Neill, and I would also like, I mean, I speak for Senator O'Neill. Of course, I interact with him or cross paths with him more on like a regular basis, just in the hallway, but by observing, you know, his actions and friendliness and kindness to other students, I really see leadership qualities in him, and he's always, he always says hi to me, and I just think that's something that stands out to me as being a friendly and nice person. And I think that the chair of the Ethics Committee should have somebody that is recognized by the student body as having those qualities. So I think Senator O'Neill represents that very well. I don't.
Senator Laverty.
Yeah, I guess I was just going to echo some of the things you said, but Senator O'Neill is a really, really good guy. Professionally, and like he's very smart, and I think that he would be like very different on things and takes both sides very well and handles people and situations really well. I think that's really important for an ethics person, but also I think that both are really qualified. So,
co-president-elect Gabriano,
I would like to quote previous speakers saying that they are both very qualified candidates. I will particularly speak on behalf of Senator O'Neill. He has a very strong voice on the floor, and I think running for the class of first years, like in student in September, is a really bold thing to do. Like last year, Jen Anderson was the one running for that. He's still with Senator O'Neill. I think it's a very bold thing to do, and which I really appreciate. Another thing is he's young. There's a possibility for him to be on this body for 3 years, which will be tremendous for Senate. And also he's a strong leader in terms of his punctual, his concise, his approachable, and I really support him.
Senator Fassendola.
So, I was
going to
ask
Hubert
which candidate as a student leader would you prefer, personally, or which he would believe would work better with what he imagines the image of next year's Senate.
Can I not answer that?
Yeah.
You can.
I prefer not to answer that.
Senator Barron?
I just want to say a few thoughts about Speaker Haberman. I know him personally on like outside of Senate, and he's a pretty relaxed guy, but I know he takes Senate seriously, and he has taken his role as Speaker and like to step up and run for Speaker at the beginning of the year was really commendable. I value his experience on ethics, and with that, he's seen things go wrong the last couple of years, and so he's actively working to try to fix it, which I appreciate. And yeah, I yield on that.
Ombudsperson out of BC.
Yeah, so like working with them, like in the short time, like both of them like do really well, like especially Senator O'Neill at the last meeting was providing like a lot of input and like some of the like complaints and stuff that we like had put forward. But like one like aspect that like I would say like is kind of like we need to like kind of look at is just like making sure that like Senate is running like ethically. So then it's just like a position that I've already have been finding myself in is like possibly giving out like punishment and reprimands and stuff like that. So then it's just like who could you see like handling stuff like that very well? Yeah, I yield, sir.
All right, is there any other comments or discussion on the nominations? Seeing none, we'll move to a roll call vote now. So Administrative Director Harbeck will carry that out.
So they're gonna say the name. Is that
yes.
What
it's almost always what roll call.
No, I meant of like who they were selecting. Right. Okay.
All right, Senator Barron.
Speaker Haberman.
Sorry. Senator Asghar.
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Lamberty? Senator Olero?
Haberman.
Sorry, this is messy. Senator Fasandola?
Haberman.
Senator Arshad? Senator O'Connell? Senator Mollenbach? Senator Shaw?
Haberman.
Oh my god, that's better.
Senator Pemberton?
O'Neill.
Senator Antis? Senator Edholm?
O'Neill.
Senator Clark?
It's a tie.
We have two votes still.
Oh, they abstained.
Did they both
abstain?
Okay. Co-President Singh will now break this.
Oh my god.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. What if
we need to table this.
Somebody that can decides to table when we have more people that can put in their votes?
Someone please table. Senator Clark.
I move to table this nomination process for next week.
Is that allowed? Because we're in we can do that, right? In the middle of the
vote. Oh, are we in the middle of votes?
We are right in the middle of the
vote.
Wait, what if I abstain? Then what?
You can
it's your
constitution. If you abstain, I don't think you can abstain.
I don't think I can either.
And I don't think you can table in the middle of a
Do that. Okay. Oh, we can't table.
Find another senator and drag them here.
I can call Steve. No.
Well, or you can try to pressure the three people who abstained.
What were their votes?
You want me to go and ask the two of them?
Please.
You can, but I don't think they're
going to. Oh, wait. They would,
they
would
both
for
just
other.
Vote for themselves.
Write it down.
And it's the same.
Feed me something.
At least that would make your opinion. This is what you're doing.
Okay.
Just
I want to make any
on the fly judgment here, and I think there's the impartiality of the Senate deciding who should be the next ombud person outweighs the responsibility of the president.
It's not me to vote for someone.
That has to be a two-thirds vote.
It was
While we're waiting here,
quiet.
We should have Joe explain what he just said.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I was just saying that I think the idea of the Senate being the ones to decide the ombudsperson, because that's, you know, the only candidate position that's not picked by the next co-president,
yeah.
I think the idea of having the Senate decide that is more important than the bylaw that suggests that the co-president needs to break ties is going to be more important here, and I think via a two-thirds vote, we should make a bylaws exception to this particular case and table the vote until there are more senators here, and, you know, maybe we have some more discussion.
Okay.
Senator Clark.
Are we going to need them to break the bylaws?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not technically,
if everyone in here votes, we don't need them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I move to break the bylaws and move this discussion and process to next Monday when there are more senators here to be here for the process. Because it is our job to actually up for the Senate to be on the person.
Okay. Second goes to Senator Barron. All right. Okay, we need to discuss this. Discussion on this. Senator Clark.
Yes, thinks we have to break our bylaws, but also otherwise it would look kind of fishy if the co-presidents had some say in the election.
Right. Co-president Singh.
I would also add that something to consider for next week is the secret ballot vote too, just so that it's less obvious as to who's voting for who in that process, so just keep that in mind.
Any more discussion? Discussion, seeing none, we'll now vote.
Is this also a roll call?
No.
They pick cultivation.
Okay, all those in favor of suspending the bylaw and tabling this vote, say aye.
Aye.
All those not in favor, say nay. Can you ask them if they're abstaining, or just ask what their vote is? They're abstaining. Okay. It passes. We're tabling.
Woo! That was scary.
Can they get paid?
Sweet.
Good job.
Buttons and everything. Don't miss out.
Yeah. That would not be very viable.
No, it would be unacceptable.
Yeah, that would be especially because everyone's not over.
Yep.
I had one at the.
This is good. Thank you, Joe.
The speech team.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Okay, so here's what's happening. We are tabling the vote. Feel free to campaign. Just understand that the voting members are the people in this room and the people who should be in this room, but aren't.
Yeah. So what happened was the vote came out a tie, and the Constitution requires ties to be thrown to the non-chairing co-president. Hertran wasn't comfortable necessarily doing that on the fly, and we decided that the idea of the Senate to pick the ombudsperson, being that's the only cabinet position that's not actually chosen by the incoming co-presidents, we decided that that was more important. That, you know, idea of impartiality of the ombudsperson was more important than the specific bylaw that required the tie break. So we voted a 2/3 vote to break the bylaw and table mid-vote until next week.
Cool.
All right. So with that, we will move on to unfinished business. And first order is apparel. The only thing that I have to say about apparel is it's right behind me. So
I already handed it out. Needs it.
Sweet. Tell your friends on Senate. Their stuff's here. Is there any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none. Move on to new business. Do we have new business? New business? New business? Seeing none, we'll move to announcements. I have one announcement. I need to see Chair Anderson and the two co-president elects. Controller Hanningcamp.
This week is Suicide Awareness Week that the PAs are putting on. I really encourage you to be at as many of the events as possible. I know this kind of hits home with a lot of people, but there's going to be some really great events to kind of push forward and get rid of that stigma surrounding depression and suicide. Really encourage that, as well as on this Saturday will be our 5K, of which we will be selling t-shirts, $10 for the 5K fun run. You don't have to compete or anything, you just walk, which is what I'm going to do. So feel free to come out, and there's also a vigil on Friday. So a lot of stuff planned this week, and just keep your friends and family in mind as we go along and remember some of the stuff.
Senator Asghar.
This is also the Islamic Thank you. And this is the first time the Muslim Film Association has put something in Gustavus, and it's the first time that, you know, any, like, other than Christianity, like any other religion has done something. So it'll be, we'll appreciate if you guys show up to events, because if right now if they can find support, they'll probably do something in the future, so it's nice. So every day they have one event. So today, like, we were hosting a community. Tomorrow that's like a hijab or something. But like Friday is a big thing, like most of the people ask like, how do you pray? So like on Friday we have a big Muslim prayer in the interfaith religion. Yeah. So if you want to see Muslims praying, you can come there. Thank you.
Co-President Singh.
Yeah, I have announcements too. So on Saturday is the Women of Color Summit. So if you identify as a woman of color, please come. If you don't, the Diversity Center is looking for volunteers who are willing to help direct students from other schools that are going to be here. We have a lot of different schools attending. Over 100 students will be here from the MIAC and other schools, so your help would be appreciated. So you can talk to me if you want to do that. Diversity Ball and Diversity Week is coming up pretty quick here. So D-Ball tickets are available, and they're on sale for $10, and that includes dinner and dance and a lot of fun, so you should all come. And then nominations for a lot of different awards go out around this time of year, and you all should be considering outstanding students, friends, and peers who you would think deserve nominations. We have some from the Dean's Students Office, including the Magnuson Award and some other ones that I can never remember.
Autumn League.
Yeah, Autumn League and a variety of other ones. And then
Diversity Center also has awards that they give out, and so does DLC. So look out for those emails that'll go out and nominate some people that you think deserve some awards. And support Islam Awareness Week. Are you?
Senator Barron.
Just going off Suicide Awareness Week, we have the speaker Josh Rivetto coming around at 7, an alumni. That's the one we funded, so it'd be cool if senators show up to support it. And this Saturday at 1:30, the Symphony Orchestra has their home concert from tour. We're playing New World Symphony, so it's awesome. And yeah.
Chair Taven.
So Sharon stole everything I need to say except for the bowling for books thing that's going on. But I don't really know that much about it. I just know that you need to make your teams like now to register. And then you bowl and every like all the proceeds go towards these like textbook scholarships for like the incoming students for next year, and they want like a lot of people to do it so they can actually make it like a good award to help these people that need it. And it sounds like it's a lot of fun. It's at like the Wow Zone, you can play laser tag and like beat people, or you can get like departments and sick them on other departments, or like you need to create teams now. So if you think it's something that sounds cool, like definitely get on it.
Yep. Teams of 6 to 8 people, $20 per person, includes a game of bowling, arcade games, and laser tag. So it's a lot of fun stuff. And basically, you're raising money for textbook scholarships for students at Gustavus. And that could be people like you next year who are going to be here. Not seniors, but other people. So you should do that.
All right. Co-President-elect Gabriano.
I think we should all have received an email from the president's office that this Wednesday at 4 p.m. Alumni Hall, there is a conversation about the incident related to DLC. And I believe that as a body that represents the students, we should be all in attendance and take part of that discussion. I yield.
I had one other thing I forgot. It's Greek Week this week, and as part of Greek Week, Greeks are putting on an SNL. It's 90s themed.
And dive. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the dive too. My bad. Yeah. Support SNL. Fun. Go.
There will be dance for you.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, meeting adjourned. Ethics committee.